And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And they shall hearken to thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. And the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And they said, The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again unto Balak, and say thus, Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when ye came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam the son of Beor, of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee. How he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out, and met together by the pool of Gibeon. And they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool, and the other on the other side of the pool. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him, with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, the lion also stood by the carcass. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And Joram said, Make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram king of Israel and Ahaziah king of Judah went out, each in his chariot, and they went out against Jehu, and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. Jehu met him with the brethren of Ahaziah king of Judah, and said, Who are ye? And they answered, We are the brethren of Ahaziah. And we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And as if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. The other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him 2 possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, and neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in, and came to Mytilene. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. For this Melchizedek, a king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.